The seven I Am sayings of Jesus are important statements of self-revelation. Through them, Jesus was making known who he is. Each one is theologically rich and full of significance. In John chapter 10, we find two of the seven sayings. The first, I am the door of the sheep. And the second, I am the good shepherd. These two sayings are closely related, but each has its own emphasis. Today we will focus on the former, and next week we will look at the latter. John 10 verses 1 to 5 may be grouped with verses 10 to 18, and together they present Jesus' revelation of himself as the Good Shepherd. In the opening verses of this chapter, Jesus alludes to himself as the true shepherd of the sheep. He says that thieves and robbers climb into the sheepfold, but he enters by the door. The gatekeeper permits him to come in, and this points to his legitimacy. Jesus calls the sheep by name, and they know his voice, and so they follow him. Now, many of us are familiar with this description of Jesus as the true shepherd, but take a look at verse 6. It tells us that Jesus' hearers did not understand what he was saying to them. And so he had to use another figure of speech to help them to comprehend his teaching. And he tells them, I am the door of the sheep. To make sense of Jesus' words, we need to know that in ancient Palestine, there were two kinds of sheepfolds. And Jesus makes reference to both. The first was used in towns. This was a proper structure with high walls and a gatekeeper on guard duty. And this is what Jesus has in mind in verses 1 to 5. However, when Jesus refers to himself as the door of the sheep, he seems to be thinking of the second kind of sheepfold. This was simpler, it was more rustic, it was used out in the fields, it was often smaller than those in towns. Walls were usually constructed by piling rocks together. These sheepfolds didn't have a physical door. The entrance was simply an open space in a wall of rocks. The shepherd would bring his sheep into the sheepfold, and then he would lay his body across that open space, and he would be, quite literally, the door. By calling himself the door of the sheep, Jesus was asserting that entry into God's sheepfold was only possible through him. He alone provides access into God's sheepfold, which is the gathering, the community of the redeemed people of God. Hebrews 10 verses 19 and 20 tell us that we can confidently enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. Through his work on the cross, Christ has opened for us a new and living way into the very presence of God, into personal and intimate communion with the Father, now and forever. Jesus did this by dying in our place, by giving his life to rescue us from sin and death. This was the supreme demonstration of God's love for humanity, his love for you and me. Through the blood of Jesus, we can receive forgiveness for our sins and the gift of eternal life, everlasting communion and relationship with God. The author of Hebrews stresses that because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, we can confidently enter the holy places. In John 10, verse 9, Jesus states, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will be saved. Richard D. Phillips writes, when his hearers wondered about his teaching, Jesus answered with reference to himself, I am, and to the blessings he gives to anyone who believes, he will. In these two expressions is found the entirety of the Christian gospel. These four words of Jesus I am. And he will express the essence of the good news, the hope of eternal life that is ours in Jesus Christ. Jesus declares, I am the door, and if anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Jesus beckons us to enter God's sheepfold through him, the door of the sheep. He alone is the way of salvation, the means of reconciliation with our Heavenly Father. Salvation cannot be attained by our works, by our own righteousness or merit. No, we can never be good enough to earn our own salvation. No matter how good we are, no matter how hard we try, we still fall into sin. And our sin separates us from God, who is perfectly holy. He cannot tolerate our sin. And so our sin must be dealt with in order for us to enter the Father's presence. As sinful people, we can never wash ourselves clean. This has to be done for us. And it has been done for us by Jesus. His blood has cleansed us from all our sins. The old chorus, "Only by grace can we enter," expresses this well. Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you call us. You call us to come. Into your presence you draw us. And now, by your grace, we come. Lord, if you mark our transgressions, who would stand? Thanks to your grace, we are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Indeed, thanks be to God. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can confidently enter God's sheepfold. Jesus is the door of the sheep. My friends, have you responded to the call of Jesus to enter God's sheepfold through him? He wants to welcome you in. And I pray that you will gladly say yes to him if you haven't already done so. For those of us who have entered into God's sheepfold, I pray that the familiarity of the gospel will not diminish its impact in our lives. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? May this truth continue to amaze us day after day. Furthermore, when Jesus proclaimed that he is the door of the sheep, he promised us more than just access into God's sheepfold. This access is wonderful, but there is more. Old Testament scholar George Adam Smith once recounted a conversation that he had with a shepherd in Palestine by one of the rustic sheepfolds out in the fields. The shepherd said to him, "When the sheep are in there, they are perfectly safe." Smith replied, "But there is no door." And the shepherd explained, "I am the door. When the light has gone and all the sheep are inside, I lie in the open space. And no sheep ever goes out but across my body. And no wolf comes in unless he crosses my body. I am the door." In the sheepfold, the sheep are safe and secure, not because they can look after themselves, no. Sheep really aren't very intelligent, but because the shepherd looks after them. Jesus protects the sheep. He defends them from enemies who seek to do them harm. To enter the sheepfold, we must go through Jesus. When we are in the sheepfold, enemies who want to do us harm must also, in a sense, go through Jesus and we can rest assured that he will not permit them to succeed. He will protect his flock, and he will watch over his sheep. He will watch over us. Jesus said, if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Jesus assures us that in him, we will experience safety and security. Some of you may, for different reasons, be questioning the certainty of your eternal future. Perhaps you have drifted away from God, or you have fallen time and again into habitual sins. Know for certain that if you return to Jesus in genuine repentance, with a sincere desire to trust in him, you can enter God's presence with confidence, and you can rest in his promise that he will keep your soul safe. If you are uncertain about your eternal future, may you find peace in these words of Jesus. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. He will be saved. Note that entering the sheepfold is not the end. No, it's the beginning of a life in Christ. Being in God's sheepfold allows us to experience life as he intended. In John 10 verses 1 to 5, Jesus describes this personal relationship that he has with his sheep. It's not merely that Jesus knows the sheep know him. They know him, they know his voice, and that indicates familiarity, intimacy. It takes time for us to get to know someone's voice, and after spending enough time together, we can recognize the person's voice even without seeing him or her. We know his voice, her voice. Likewise, it takes time for the sheep to know the voice of the shepherd. Jesus wants us to know his voice. And because the sheep know his voice, they follow him. And this is one way of describing the essence of discipleship. Knowing the voice of Jesus, listening to him, and following him. To be a Christian is to know the voice of Jesus and follow him. To know him and to do his will. And my friends, Jesus calls us to experience this daily, continually. He calls us to a deeper life with and in him. And so today, I pray that we will hear his voice and respond in obedient faith. Amen.